Welcome to Real Estate Redefined. My name is Tim Bray here with John Nelson, Senior Real Estate Analyst at Seaport Real Estate Services. John, how are you today?
Doing well, Tim. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, we did you see that CoStar came out with an article yesterday about they projected $148 billion in commercial mortgage-backed security loan defaults over the next 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers remain to be seen. Nobody has a way to pin those down precisely, but yeah, it's hard not to picture something like this coming about.
You know, you look at something like this, and obviously the headline almost triggers a panic mode in my mind, but then you think about it, and it definitely provides opportunities for people who are well-heeled and have the capability of purchasing property should something like this happen, in the upcoming 2 years.
Yeah, and you read about, part of the article mentions opportunistic investors. The question is, who are these investors? And, you know, bigger picture for this conversation, does this widen the gap between the haves and the have-nots?
I think it definitely does, without a doubt. And for those people who have not read that article, what we'll do is we will post it to our Seaport Commercial Facebook page. And really what this is talking about, it says that right now, obviously, there are measures in place that will not allow a building owner to force a tenant to pay that mortgage or pay that rent. And that's a forbearance. And that forbearance, we don't know how long that is going to last. And ultimately, those tenants that don't have to pay, you know, potentially they will not pay, but at some point they're going to have to. And if they don't, when this all gets lifted, those owners are going to have to get rid of them. And we all know that process could take up to 6 months. And a lot of these owners do not have reserves or enough reserves in place, and they may have potentially refinanced those properties. So you have a major issue where these loans default. Now, when you default, not a big deal if it's one or two properties, because the market is still somewhat normal and it can absorb those losses. But when you have mass numbers of properties, CoStar talks about 13,000 loans having an issue with defaults, then you have way too much supply in the marketplace and not enough demand. And when that happens, your values drop like a rock.
Well, and initially, leading up to this whole crisis, retail was already in hot water, so to speak, with the Amazons of the world kind of overtaking. But now you factor in multifamily properties with tenants that that physically cannot pay the rent. And now you've got landlords that are up to their neck in this whole mess. And eventually the buck has to stop somewhere.
Yeah, and it will, when it stops. Again, some of these people are well-heeled and they can make it through this. And those people, you know, they will still see a downward momentum or downward, their values will drop. And some of the numbers that CoStar used were pretty interesting. If they're looking at all the properties in that, if they do default, those defaults, overall it would equate to two-thirds of the value of commercial real estate that default will drop. That's what we'll see. In the apartment side, it's 65% loss. Hotel was 62, office 68, retail 76, and warehouse 62%. Those numbers are staggering. Again, remember, those are just the properties that default. Those that don't default are much smaller. If you did not default and you can weather the storm, the apartment side would be 19% loss, hotel 39, office 16, retail 16, warehouse 15, and overall 19%. Those are still pretty big numbers.
Oh, for sure. And it's, again, I'm always going to look for an end game on this and figure out, I'm not sure when we come out of this or what that even looks like. What is the new reality? But how does this affect the bigger picture of our daily life? And I think that remains to be seen.
Yeah, and also, how does this affect the residential real estate sector? You know, we're talking about commercial real estate here, but how does this impact residential value? And I think that the economy is completely being propped up right now by government measures and the Fed. They're pulling all their levers and doing everything they can to support our economy right now. And, you know, we're almost at 0% interest. How many more levers do they have?
Well, and they talk about stimulus. I'm not sure if this isn't stimulus right now. This is just pure survival.
Yeah, it is. As we learn more about this, as we research more, get better information, we will pass this along to you. But for now, signing off, Tim Bray here, John Nelson, appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.